Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the 50th day, the day of Pentecost. Easter was 50 days ago. For 50 days, we have looked at, first of all, the many convincing proofs for 40 days that Jesus gave that he was truly risen from the dead. He ate with them, he showed them his hands and side. He was bodily risen from the dead, and he will raise us on the last day. Then, as Ascension Day came on a Thursday, we celebrated Christ ascending to the right hand of God, who is our intercessor, our mediator, until he comes in glory. And Jesus told them to stay in Jerusalem till the Holy Spirit came, which was a Sunday, a day like today, when the Holy Spirit came down, tongues of fire on their head, the sound of a rushing wind in the room, and they spoke in all the languages of the world the gospel of Christ. And so Christians all around the world today are celebrating the day of Pentecost. And what is the significance for you of Pentecost? Sometimes the simplest and most profound things are the most profound things are the simplest things that we just assume. What is the meaning of Pentecost for you? I'm speaking to you in English, and you can understand me. You have been baptized, heard the word of God, and received Holy Communion. This would have never happened for you and for me if the Holy Spirit had not been poured out. Pentecost is a reversal of the Tower of Babel. At the Tower of Babel, the languages were confused and the people were driven out. At Pentecost, the one language of the gospel brings all people back to Jesus, back together as the one people of God. The Father gave his words to the Son gave his words to the Holy Spirit gave Jesus' words to the apostles, which are written in the Bible, which you just heard read to you in a language that you understand. And so today, rejoice in this day of Pentecost. Of course, the red is up because of the tongues as a fire on their heads. The wind is a picture of the sound of the rushing wind when the Spirit entered the room. And today, consider that you who know the gospel that has come to you in a language that you understand and can believe has come to your ears and to your head and to your heart. So let's briefly consider the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Spirit of Truth. And thank the Lord today that the Spirit has given you faith. There are three terms in our gospel lesson concerning the Holy Spirit. And the first is the obvious one, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. We confess that in the Nicene Creed, and next week we confess that in the amazing Athanasian Creed. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, yet they are not three gods, but one God. But they are three distinct persons in the mystery of the Holy Trinity. And the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, was poured out as written in Acts chapter 2. He comes from heaven. Pentecost was a harvest festival of the Jews. There's the sound like a mighty rushing wind that fills the house. But they don't hear anything. Excuse me. They hear it, but they don't feel anything. It would be like the sound of a tornado was in this room, but we felt no wind moving. This sound of a mighty rushing wind was the evidence that the Holy Spirit was there. And when tongues of fire, which appeared and rested on each one of them, bringing attention to who they were as apostles, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And something amazing happened. They spoke in other languages, and this was a miracle, that they had never learned before. This one was speaking Arabic, this one was speaking Greek, this one was speaking the language of the Elamites and Pamphylia, all the languages of the Roman Empire. They were Galileans. They didn't know these languages. It would be like in this room, one of you was speaking the gospel in French, and another was in German, another was in Russian, and you'd never learned those languages before. The mighty works of God are being poured out. Peter's explaining to the people because the crowds begin to say, oh, they're all drunk. Because by the way, if you had heard this, you'd been shaking your head. All these sounds of all these different languages, the people mocked and said, oh, they must be drunk. And Peter proclaims to them, these men are not drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. This is fulfilling what the prophets, especially Joel and Isaiah, proclaimed, that when the Spirit is poured out upon the sons of God, they would proclaim the mighty works of God to all the nations, upon all flesh, both Jew and Gentile. Peter said, I will pour out my Spirit before the day of the Lord, that's Christ's return. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, of course, because of the length of Acts chapter 2, there is about another 10 or 15 verses of the rest of Acts 2, and something amazing happens. Peter preaches this one sermon, and 3,000 people repent, have faith, and are baptized. The big deal that you would have seen in Pentecost was 3,000 people being baptized. And by the way, my friends, this is a proof of the power of the Holy Spirit. It was not about 60 days before this that Peter was afraid of a little servant girl who said in the courtyard, weren't you with Jesus? And he denies it 3 times. And Jesus looks at him and he goes outside and weeps bitterly. Now the Holy Spirit has filled Peter. He's fearless. In fact, if you look at the sermon in Acts chapter 2, he looks at all the public who come and hear this sound and say, you crucified him, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. He was fearless. And this man, this broken vessel, Peter, preaches one sermon and 3,000 people become Christians. My friend, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. He uses broken vessels like Peter and like you and me to proclaim the gospel of Christ in languages that people can understand so they too can believe, be saved from this corrupt generation of mankind, and be saved and have eternal life in Christ. Rejoice today that the Holy Spirit has been poured upon you so that you are baptized, that you believe, and you know that you are saved and will see Christ on the day of the Lord. The Holy Spirit. Rejoice that he has come to you. Second name is the Helper or the Counselor. Jesus, who in the gospel lesson today foretold this event. John, he's telling them, you know, I'm about to ascend to the Father and return to the Father, to the one who sent me. I'm going away from you into heaven, and you will see me no more with your eyes. And that's what happened. They were standing there at ascension looking at Jesus going up into the heavens. The angels say, why do you keep staring? This Jesus that was taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you've seen him go, on the clouds with the angels. You now go into the world and be a witness. And so Jesus said, I will send you the Helper, the Counselor from the Father. And he says, it is to your advantage that I ascend, because when I go away, I will send the Holy Spirit to you. How could it be to their advantage that Jesus would go away? Jesus was true God and true man in person. In order for him to preach the gospel, he had to walk from town to town to town. Now that he has ascended to the right hand of God, and as we said on ascension, he fills the whole universe with his presence and is with us wherever word and sacrament is brought to us. Now the Holy Spirit, who is invisible, can, like the wind that blows through the trees, can go all over the world and use his vessels, his pastors, his teachers, his Christian church to proclaim the gospel. And now the gospel has gone to all 4 corners of the world, north, south, east, west. And that work continues, and when that work is done, Jesus will return. And that Helper, you know what he brings to us? He convicts the world concerning sin, concerning righteousness, and concerning judgment. The Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, convicts the world of the law of sin because they do not believe in me. People think that on the last day, it's going to be their sins that condemn you. It's going to be their unbelief that condemns them. Everyone is a sinner. Every last human being can constantly commit sins of word and deed and thought and heart. People will be condemned on the last day because they did not believe that Jesus was the atoning sacrifice for their sin. They will stand there naked with every sin they've ever committed upon them, and they will be damned to hell forever because of their unbelief. And the Holy Spirit is convicting people of their sin. And that is why at the beginning of the divine service, we confess that we were poor, miserable sinners. We were not kidding. That's the truth. But through absolution, Christ says, I forgive you through the voice of the pastor. I clothe you in my righteousness in holy baptism, and you will stand for the Son of Man in confidence. Because the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, but also convicts the world of righteousness, because I go to the Father and you see me no more. I love that phrase. How in the world do you know that Jesus Christ is your righteousness? Jesus ascended to the right hand of God. You've never seen Jesus with your eyes, and neither have I. The Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel of the risen Christ, through the witness of the apostles, has poured out the Holy Spirit so that you believe Jesus truly is your righteousness, the atoning sacrifice for your sin, and you've never even seen Jesus with your eyes. That, my friends, is the work of the Holy Spirit, to convince you that you have no righteousness, but Jesus Christ fills your cup to the brim with his righteousness. He died in your place. He gives you his righteousness as the substitute and the sacrifice in our place. All our sins, all your sins have been forgiven, and you are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You believe that because the Holy Spirit has given you that faith. And also, he convicts the world concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world, that is Satan, is judged. On the last day, we will see the devil has been fighting a losing battle all along. He was already defeated at Calvary's cross. He knows he's fighting a guerrilla battle. The devil's like guys out in the jungle trying to shoot you from behind trees, trying to get you to think that you're defeated when actually you already have the victory in Christ. He has been judged at the cross. And at the last day, we will see he was judged forever. When judgment day comes and the goats on his left are cast into the fire with the devil, and the sheep on the right are welcomed into the inheritance prepared from the foundation of the world, we will see all along he had been judged. And so we believe the gospel, because the Helper, the Holy Spirit, our Counselor, has convinced us that the righteousness of Christ is our greatest treasure. The Holy Spirit, the Helper, finally the Spirit of Truth. Jesus says that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and bears witness to Jesus the Son and glorifies him. And then we bear witness to Jesus because he guides us into all truth and he does not speak on his own authority. You know the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit? Do you know when the Holy Spirit is working? When we are talking about Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit does not bring attention to himself. The Holy Spirit points us to Christ. And Christ is being proclaimed, the Holy Spirit is working. Some people have this mistaken notion that the Spirit is working when they're always saying, Spirit, Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. No. We know the Spirit is working when we're talking about Jesus. Because the Father's words were given to Jesus. Jesus gave the Father's words to the Spirit. The Spirit heard those words, spoke those words, inspired the writing of the Old and the New Testament, and now those words are declared to you. From the Father, through the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Scriptures, to you right now, that you're hearing with your ears and your mind and your heart. That word is the truth. One of the amazing things about Christians that the world does not understand is we already have truth in the person of Jesus. We are not looking for truth. We're not striving for truth. We have the truth in Christ. It's not something that we found. It's something that was given to us as a gift of the Holy Spirit. So think of your own life. How many sermons have you heard preached? How many times have you picked up your Bible and read? How many times have you sung hymns and chanted the liturgy? How many times have you prayed here and at home? You were baptized with water at one point in your life. How many times have you heard the word of absolution Sunday after Sunday? And how many times have you come to the Lord's table to receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine? This has happened to you because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, has brought you into the Holy Christian Church and given you faith that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and are saved. So in conclusion, my friends, it's a great day, Pentecost. The Holy Spirit, our helper, was poured out on the day of Pentecost and has reversed the curse of the Tower of Babel. Now mankind has one language, the gospel. That work continues through missionaries, through evangelists, through the work of the Great Commission. And the crucified, risen, and ascended Lord has sent the Holy Spirit upon us, and we know we are at peace with God through Jesus' body on the cross and his glorious resurrection. The Father has sent the Holy Spirit, who is returned to the right hand of God, is present with us now in word and sacrament. Serve him every day in your vocation and calling as a confirmed Christian, as a baptized believer in Christ. Serve him on the boards and councils of this church, if you are so moved and asked. Serve him as a husband, as a wife, as a child, as an employer, as an employee. Whatever your vocation, rejoice today on this day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Spirit of truth, has been poured out upon you and me. To God alone be glory on this day of Pentecost. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
The offertory, page 192.